1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center Time 752. Second Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative Meskers. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. Doing quite well. Thank you.
All right, we're going to start with a couple of local things you have you put on your RTM hat and local representative act. That, we'll start with the safe roads. I know there have been a number of public meetings around, including one in your district, Riverside, Old Greenwich. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I was a little disappointed. I saw, I'm hoping when they finish the budget, assuming they ever finish the budget at the BET level, that they include the $500,000 that was budgeted for a study for safe roads. Now, $400,000 of that money was federal grants. I believe they're coming through the state. And $100,000 was going to be town money to design traffic and pedestrian safety measures throughout the town. It's the number one priority for the community. And frankly, you know, I can't do my job. I can't get state money, and I can't lean on our federal delegation to get federal money if there's no planning on safe roads and safe streets. And this is an ongoing problem, is the lack of planning in our town and the lack of willingness to expend a couple of dollars of our money and a boatload of state or federal money to get our planning done.
Has there been anything in particular that residents want in terms of, I mean, there's kind of a generic term, let's make the roads and safer for pedestrians and traffic, but anything in particular they want?
Well, the one thing that we were able to push through, I think we haven't finished successfully, is the Glenville corridor. And there was a safety project there. Now, that was originally scheduled with about a $3 million budget. I believe $2 million was from the state and $1 million was coming out of the town. The projections took the plan up to about $4.5 million. And so luckily, thank God, we've got Rachel Khanna up there in that district. And Rachel leaned in with the State Department of Transportation. I was on a joint call with her. And we think we've secured the additional funding from the state. So that's one that's going through, I think, hopefully. There's two different state programs that we've asked for a waiver to get both programs used at the same time so that we can basically achieve our objectives there. That may work out to be a boon for the town. We may be able to get under the $1 million we had originally budgeted and get the Glenville project underway. So we're waiting to hear on that, but I'm pretty optimistic. The other project we're working on with the town, and there's been a miscommunication from the town to the Connecticut Department of Transportation, working on a project to create pathways and basically signaled walks in Byram down by Pembroke across Route 1, which is a state road, right? Well, we've had the conversations about sidewalks, we've had the signaling there. We're looking to secure some funding for the signaling from our state bonding commission, and we just need the plans to be submitted by the town, the State Department of Transportation, to get that done. You know, there's bus stops going, and, you know, it's really not a north and south, that's what I always think of it, but it's east and west going up and down the post road. There are bus stops, and there's no way to get across Route 1. So you basically have to transit it at risk of your own life. There's also a very good Carvel store in the traffic island in the middle of that, and the kids are going to that without any crossing safety. So we're asking the town to include the project in terms of safe ways to cross Route 1 down in the Pembroke Byram neighborhood. And that was sponsored as well by Rachel Khanna, who brought it to my attention because she was hearing a lot from Pembroke residents. I had mentioned it once or twice from the Western Middle School kids coming out of school, and we're pushing on the town on that. So we're hoping those two traffic issues get resolved.
All right. Speaking of, by the way, the kids aren't the only ones going to Carvel.
No.
And the state budget, I mean, the Finance and Appropriations Committee's kicking this down the road. Are they doing anything with the budget in the adjustment season?
Well, I think there's going to be some adjustments based on the surplus this year. And that should, I haven't sat through the final measures, but I think that should help us cover the budget. So there'll be adjustments to early childhood education, a couple other programs that are near and dear to the legislature's heart. But I think we're going to be able to honor the commitments of the biennial budget and stay with that budget for the 2 years with adjustment. But, there were rumblings, conversations. There looked like more arguments. There was even some, I thought, not credible, but some conversations about the fiscal guardrails, which for me is a complete non-starter. I mean, we want those fiscal guardrails in place. We want to pay down debt. So I think we're ending up in a pretty good place in terms of the state budget.
All right. And then putting on your RTM hat from Monday night's meeting, as the RTM passed a sense of the meeting resolution on net zero energy standards. Your thoughts?
Yeah. You know, it needs to be brought. We have 15 school buildings. I don't know how many municipal buildings. The cost of energy is getting more unpredictable and more expensive. We need to move forward with heat pumps, with geothermal, and with solar. You know, it's not. You know, we can have an argument about people's belief system related to global warming. I'm not going to go down that road with anyone because these are acts of faith for some people, and I'm just not going to argue whether or not the world is heating up. What's clear to me is energy costs are rising, and they're going to rise over the foreseeable future, and the demand for energy is going to increase, and we need to make our buildings net zero for a very simple reason. The lower cost way to operate our buildings. That's going to give us the funds to do other things with our budget, maybe support our town-owned nursing homes so our seniors have some place to go at the end of life. But we need the resources in town. That means we need to plan for the future. We might need to spend a little more capital up front to get heat pumps or geothermal or solar installed. We may need to train our staff a little bit. But it is the future, and the town is dragging its feet and needs to move forward. So I think the sense of the meeting resolution was that warning and word to the town to get their act together. And I would particularly target that at the BET that needs to think proactively and progressively on these issues. There is federal money and there's state money available for environmental, for energy-saving goals and targets. We need to get on the bandwagon and move it forward.
All right, State Representative Stephen Mesker, it's great to talk to you. We'll talk again next month, and this session will be over by then, so we'll get the recap.
Great. Good talking to you, Tony. Have a great day.
You too. State Representative Stephen Mesker is joining me on this second Tuesday of the second.